you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first hour, including some fun Vegas stories, always involving an airplane, the interview with the real Bob Arum. We also did that. Talked a little basketball as well. A little bit of baseball. But all that available at podcastarena.com. So go and check it out. I know you wanted to get this Warriors thing a little bit. I just want to follow up, though, because 713 says, sorry, guys, different era. Okay, first off, don't be sorry, guys, guy. Because that's condescending.
Like it's factual. Yeah. Like you've got some sort of proof.
You're being very condescending when you do that.
Which is fine. I mean,
be
that way.
Feel free, but I'm going to make fun of you. But sorry, guys, different era. Warriors are the kings of the illegal pick. If Warriors had to play under Bulls NBA, they would be manhandling. I'll tell you what.
What if the Bulls had to play in this era?
Well,
where they're slower.
Okay.
And they have a harder. You can't be physical.
Let's talk about all the crap the Bulls got away with. If you're gonna go the illegal pick, and that's the difference for you. Let's talk about how many push-offs Jordan got away with. Let's talk about how many illegal picks they got away with. How many travels Jordan got away with. That guy, he's the reason that traveling is 4 or 5 steps now. It's because of Michael Jordan. And that's not to demean the guy. But if you're going to bring up stuff like that, you have to look at both sides. And, you know, I think this – I get why people don't like this team. But you got to stop with the whole – you know, this Bulls team was the greatest ever, and nobody can ever compare it to them. How about just enjoy the now, man?
You know how many people can who I think are experts on who would win a game between those two teams? I think there's one guy.
Steve Kerr. Yeah.
That's the one guy whose opinion I care about on which team is better, and I doubt that he'll ever give it.
Yeah, because what does he gain from that?
Nothing.
Although so, I would say his silence indicates it's the Bulls.
Maybe
you don't want to.
And that's fine.
Yeah, you don't want to say that. Yeah, because your players then.
Well, and also, keep in mind, the Warriors haven't yet accomplished what the Bulls did.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't gone 72-10. At this point, 73 almost seems like a long shot, and 72 would be a feat.
Go ahead.
If they do get 72 and not 73, I mean, I do think that you'll continue to hear, well, the Bulls were better. I mean, if they get 73, I mean, you can always kind of point to that. And it's not like one difference really, or one game really makes that big of a difference in the grand scheme to me. That Bulls team was fantastic. This team is fantastic. I'm just appreciating it for what it is. I think that Spurs team that's playing right now is fantastic, too.
Yeah, and they're quietly getting ignored here because all the talk has been about the Warriors.
Well, this is what I said. This is this is where it's... To me, it pays off to be the second-best team because no one's living and dying with every Spurs win or loss. You know, the Warriors lose at home to Minnesota, which, by the way, they didn't get any help in that game from the referees, which I thought was funny because it was in Golden State. But they lose that game, and then all of a sudden it's like a full panic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess that's you sort of bring that on yourself when you're that good. But I think maybe if this team wasn't chasing this record, we'd see them playing better. And I'm actually starting to wonder if this is going to affect them going into the playoffs, you know? Because San Antonio is not worried about anything. They're resting people.
No, and they always do, and they're usually always ready for the playoffs. And I think that's...
There's a lot of pressure on this Warriors team.
Yeah, there is. And because think of it this way. Let's say they win 72, but then they lose to the Spurs in the playoffs. There's never a discussion about who was better.
No.
There's never... not. It's not even a...
If they don't win the championship, it's just like the Patriots a couple years ago. It went 16-0 in the regular season, but they lost to the Giants. That's... You can't and would they beat that Dolphins team? I'm sure.
Oh yeah, they would crush that but Dolphins team. And that Dolphins team is not even.
They're not a top five team in my opinion.
No, they're not even close. To me, that Bears team, the 49ers team that went 15-1, you can make a pretty good case for the going back to the Steelers.
Fred, I think there's teams that have lost the Super Bowl that would beat that team.
Oh God, so. Yeah. Well, especially in the last 15 years or so.
All right.
And again, you want to talk about a different game. The NFL is much different than it was then. But, yeah, that team doesn't even belong in the conversation to me. Plus, you know what? If you played 18 games, you're going to lose one. They didn't play 18 games. So, apparently, the John Oliver riffraff is back at Yankee Stadium today.
Oh, what are they dressed as?
They are dressed as, well, Ninja Turtles were opening day. Yesterday it was Sharks and Unicorns.
All right.
Today's fans are either Dinosaurs or Dragons. They arrived a little bit late. 5-5 right now, by the way. Astros and Yankees in the top half of the sixth inning. So pitching not a strong point here other than Keuchel here in the early going for the Astros. But
Or the Yankees. For
or the Yankees,
matter.
Yeah. I think Fires has given up 9 hits and 5 runs in 5 innings. So, and as far as hitting goes, Tyler White now 2-for-2 is driven in 4 runs. He has a home run. So, 4 RBIs.
And the Dodgers, who just swept the Padres and didn't allow a single run in that series, blanking the Giants 4-0 through 5 innings. The Dodgers are just not giving up runs this year, apparently.
Yeah.
So and that's bad news for the rest of teams because one thing I've learned about sports is if you don't score any, it's impossible to win.
You can't win.
Yeah.
Now, you can tie in soccer.
But not in baseball.
So, Nick asked, how would that 85 Bears team do in this NFL, 46 defense versus spread offense?
Right.
I think they would do really well. That
team, but again, it's hard to tell because, yeah. I mean, who knows?
There was probably more steroids then because they weren't testing for them.
Right. But how would, you know, had the New England Patriots play in that era where the quarterback's not as protected as he was and, you know, there's not all these rules in place to help receivers? It's impossible to say. And that's why I say with the Bulls argument, yes, if you put that Warriors team, if you put them in a time machine back to 95, the Bulls probably do handle that team. If you time machine that Bulls team to the current age, if you don't think the Warriors have some big-time advantages over that team, if you take away a lot of what the Bulls were able to do back then, I think you're blind.
I agree. And I think it's a fun discussion, but it's also an impossible discussion.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't understand why people can't just enjoy what they're seeing and appreciate it for what it is. Corey says, talking about Tyler White, is that what a first baseman's supposed to do? I'm used to strikeouts there.
He hits the ball.
Yeah.
It's very strange. And then he's like, he hits the ball, and the next thing you know, he's on base. I don't get it.
That's very new for an Astros first baseman. But, we'll see how that plays out. But early in the season especially, it seems to me you either see – And it's weird how this happens with entire teams. You talk about the Dodgers just not giving up runs. You see this all the time where a team will start off like that early on, coming right out of spring, where every pitcher is just fantastic. And then other teams, you're going to see like what you're seeing with the Astros, where they struggle.
Right.
It's very odd. I don't know if it's just part of the baseball culture of, you know, guys tend to feed off each other in a positive or negative way early in the season. But... Oh, fake John McClain is weighed in.
Yep.
You can't win if you don't score. Sounds like someone's been reading my book. Is that available on audiobook? I'm just curious. The fake John McClain audiobook.
I don't know.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show or if you want to win something. So, 832 says, no way defensive tackles in the 80s weigh 250 pounds. They get completely obliterated. on offense and defense. I'd go take another look at that Bears team and their sizes before you make that statement. That William the Refrigerator Perry was not 250 pounds.
No.
So, again, go take a look at that roster and then tell me you try to make the same point. I got a couple things I need to give away. In fact, I got a lot to give away to the people.
You're so generous.
Yeah, I love the people. I do. How about we start off with the MLB The Show PS3 game? How about that?
PS3?
PS3, it says. It's got to be PS4, right?
It's got to
No,
be.
Wait. We probably have one for everything. So we're giving away the PS3 game here. So, yeah, we have it for PS4, PS3, both. So this is a PS3 we're giving away. Baseball is back in season with MLB The Show 16. Win a copy of the new MLB The Show PS3 video game. You'll get crystal clear visuals and new game modes that will blow you away. Become a legend, go from minor league prospect to a Hall of Famer, or win over fans across the country in the new Conquest mode. MLB The Show 16 is the most authentic Major League Baseball video game, period. All your favorite teams, players, and stadiums in incredible high def. Now out for PS4 and PS3, only on PlayStation and rated E for everyone. Caller 26 at 713-780-3776. I'm telling you, I'm so impressed by these video games now. I mean, how realistic they are.
Oh, it's good stuff.
I love playing that hockey and Madden and stuff like that, but my goodness.
And you're still playing on an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
You should see some of the stuff they got on these next-gen consoles.
Yeah, I'm going to upgrade it here pretty soon, but even on that, it's just amazing how realistic some of the stuff is.
But Pong is still cool.
Pong is always going to be cool.
Yeah. Frogger will always be cool.
832. The 2000.
Q-bert? Were you a Q-bert guy?
No, I was a
Dig Dug?
Galaga guy.
Galaga? Okay. I liked Dig Dug.
Tron. I love playing Tron.
Yeah. That was a Booger Eater game. You're into that stuff, though.
Yeah, I always was.
I like Burger Time.
Okay, I didn't do that one.
No, it's like where you run across the hamburger bun and you make it drop and you're trying to smash the...
Yeah, no, I never did that one.
And if it gets close to you, you throw the pepper in their face.
Frogger, I did.
Yeah.
2015 Titans would beat the 85 Bears. Get out of here. Just go away. Really? I hope you're joking. If you're not, you've got real issues. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. A lot more to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. This guy won't quit. Looked it up. The two All-Pro DTs on the 85 Bears weighed 265 and 270 respectively. Sorry, but they aren't going to shut down the run versus guys with 30 to 40 pounds on them. Not every offensive lineman in the NFL is 310, guys. Yeah, you're acting like these are all monsters. They're not. And I the reason I think this team would be competitive even now, here's the hammer I have on you. They were all on steroids then. Everybody was doing steroids. So those guys, yes, athletes in general are bigger and better now, but those guys were able to do stuff. And so, no, it wouldn't be a joke, and no, they would not lose to the Titans. That's just a dumb statement. But good try.
Everybody's entitled to
it. Yeah, no, and I mean, it's fair to bring those things up, but you know, don't leave out the 332-pound guy when you're going to make those kind of comments. It's easy to pick on... You know, pick out one thing and say, oh, that's 40 pounds different. Just go look up the offensive lines now. They're not all 310-pound guys. There's a lot of 280s and 275s in there. 713-780-ESPN to text the show. Lamont saying our replacements did well yesterday. They had a good topic. Media gotcha questions. You'll have to explain that.
Yeah.
Tell us what that's about. Dodgers finally gave up three runs
Oh,
so it is possible. This team is awful. Oh, boy.
Your Bums.
Astros are still tied 5-5. So it'll be interesting to see. Didn't McHugh start off pretty badly last year? I mean, obviously nothing like yesterday, but didn't he have kind of a slow start to the season?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
My memory's not that great, but I mean, every pitcher has bad starts. Good. I mean, look, Zach Greinke got lit up in his first start for Arizona.
If you'll probably want to keep him though.
If you're worried about Zach Greinke, you're probably overreacting a little bit. I think eventually it all evens out.
Yeah, he'll probably be okay. Here's some interesting news for you.
I do think no one's going to score a run against Clayton Kershaw this year.
So he's going to go. Yeah, he's going to run
the
table.
Zero ERA for the whole season. That dude, I was watching him pitch on
until the playoffs, and then he's going to have a 950 ERA.
Everyone will hit home runs in the playoffs. I was watching him pitch on opening day, and he was already the best pitcher in baseball, and now he throws a changeup. It's just not fair.
Yeah.
I don't like to get into is he greater than this guy or this guy or this guy.
But yeah, you do. We like doing that.
As far as guys, like, just when you watch him, you're wowed.
Yeah.
He's up there on the list for me of guys that I it's just amazing to watch that guy throw. I'll tell you another guy, and he wasn't as dominant as Kershaw or like Randy Johnson, who's another guy that I always thought was really fun to watch. I used to love watching Barry Zito pitch because he would throw that cartoon curveball that looked like it was going to go over someone's head and then it would drop right over the plate. But Kershaw to me is just one of those guys who's just, when he starts, I want to watch him pitch. I just love to watch him play baseball. He's that good.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. He's one of my favorite pitchers. And he just, when he gets in a rhythm,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's like playing a video game.
And he's a Texan.
There's that.
That helps.
Yeah. There's a couple things to get to, but I wanted to. I know you're a Jay Wright fan. Guess whose name has come up?
Uh-oh, he's already getting new job offers.
Well, let's see what your thoughts are on this one. Fresh off the NCAA title, Villanova's Jay Wright has emerged as the top choice of the Phoenix Suns.
Oh,
to become their head coach, per NBA sources.
I wouldn't do it. You're better off where you are, Jay.
He's better off where he is.
I mean, I don't know what the money's like, but that's not going to work out. Phoenix is a long way from being competitive, in my opinion. I don't like that job.
Yeah, I don't like that job, and it still doesn't. It just doesn't. I don't know, man. It's every time these guys come out of college, how often does it work?
It doesn't.
And if you're just getting.
I shouldn't say that. I mean, Billy Donovan looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah. But I think more often than not, it's going to fail. And especially because they're getting jobs like the Suns.
Yeah.
You're not getting the Spurs. Billy Donovan waited and got the Thunder.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know. It's,
well, okay. I'll give you an example of one place where it has worked. And I would say that Brad Stevens, when he took the Celtics job, that was not a good job.
Yeah, that's probably the best example.
And suddenly the Celtics are competitive.
So, I mean, if Jay Wright could do what Brad Stevens has done,
of course,
that would be a success.
Yeah, but I think Brad Stevens is the exception to the rule. I mean, it's hard to take a bad team and turn them good in a couple of years. But I mean, that's the challenge that you take when you. I mean, that's why people take those jobs. They're looking for that challenge because, quite frankly, until Greg Popovich walks away, the Spurs are going to be good. They're not,
right.
You know, and so those jobs don't come open as often. Bad teams' jobs come open pretty regularly. It's just you got to be the guy to fix it.
The problem with going to the NBA is in college you get to pick and choose your guys for the most part. You're the general manager, and you run that program. And it's easier to turn around a team because you get the guys that you want that fit your system. A little harder in the NBA because you have to work with other people. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. But, yeah, I think Brad Stevens is a really good example. If I'm Jay Wright, well, what else are you going to do at Villanova? I mean, you just accomplished everything you're going to accomplish. And, I mean, I don't know what interest he has in the NBA, but Just seems like it seems like he's such a fit there. Why would he go anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
But sometimes people want something different.
Yep. I don't know how many jobs or how many great jobs in basketball, college basketball, are going to open up that Jay Wright would be upgrading to go to.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he should listen to anybody. His stock is as high as it's ever going to be. And if he gets a crazy cartoon money offer from the NBA, I mean, you can do it. And if it doesn't work out, Jay Wright can get a job coaching college basketball.
In fact, he could probably get the Villanova job.
Probably
back.
So.
So yeah, I guess I could see it.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily blame him, but because I don't think there's any better jobs than Villanova opening up in this offseason.
No. Unless Calipari goes to the NBA.
Right.
That would be a better job.
Yeah. Hell, I mean, if you're getting an NBA offer, maybe you should look at that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. But I guess it's going to happen anytime a guy wins a national championship at a place that you don't traditionally win national championships. And anybody who watched that team play could see how well coached they were.
Yeah, I was seeing that Quanzo Martin, who's the coach at Cal, is looking at the job at Georgia Tech. And I was like, is Georgia Tech a better job than Cal Berkeley?
It's ACC.
Yeah.
It's a very respected program that's had some success in the past. I don't think it's a huge jump up, but I do think it's a slightly better job.
Okay. Boy, I might
slightly better.
I might want to stay living in Cal. That's just me, but.
If you want to talk about where you're living, I mean, I would much rather live there, but.
That's the kind of jobs that are coming open. You know, the UNLV job was open, the Georgia Tech job, but there's no jobs better than Villanova opened up. So if he wants a better job, he's probably going to have to take an NBA job.
409, talking about Brad Stevens. Kind of funny how the autocorrect turned Celtics into clerics. So. The clerics are historically good. Steven stepped in and had all those first-round picks. The guy can coach, but it would be different if he went to Minnesota. If Jay Wright coached the Lakers, they'd be in the playoffs in 2 years.
Jay Wright would coach the Lakers to the playoffs in 2 years?
No, they'd be in the playoffs in 2 years, he says.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Yeah. But as far as Brad Stevens goes, he does have the benefit of a really good general manager.
Yeah.
And you can't understate that enough. What's harder, going from college basketball to NBA or college football to NFL? I think they're both pretty equally hard. So, all right, we're going to take a break. Got a lot more to get to, including an update on one of our sex teachers.
Yeah.
Who's back in the news. We've got to talk about that. And we'll let you know what's going on with those Astros. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, that's the best way to get in. And you'll also need that number because we're going to have another giveaway in a minute. Did you see that the 76ers experiment appears to be over?
Yeah, poor Sam Hinkie.
Former Rockets assistant GM.
Listen, when your game plan as a GM is to lose as much as possible and make no effort to ever get better, eventually you get fired. You can make that last for a year, maybe two, and call it a rebuild. But when you keep getting top picks and you're still doing nothing with them, you're not doing your job.
I think what they were trying to do was what the Astros did. You know what? Just completely bottom out. But some of the moves, some of it's been unlucky. Embiid getting hurt, Noel getting hurt. But
well, how about this? Quit drafting seven-footers.
Yeah.
Well, they get hurt all the time.
They're drafting – quit drafting the same kind of players.
Yeah.
And I you just can't be that bad for that long. I mean, if you're going to totally reboot it, the most you can do this is 2 years. And this is year three of it. And they're not close. I mean, they haven't gotten good enough to where you can say next year we're going to see them make a big jump. And then the year after they're going to be great. I don't know if they're going to be good 3 years from now.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. I like the guy. He'll probably wind up back here in Houston unless, well, I don't know. I mean, if Daryl Morey's still going to be here next year if things keep going like this. But, yeah, it was an interesting concept, but you have to see some moves forward.
He was drafting people that he knew couldn't contribute immediately. And in Embiid's case, has still yet to contribute anything,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And then I would say of the people that he drafted, there's, with the exception of Michael Carter Williams, who they promptly traded.
Yeah, which made no sense.
There's no one that he drafted that you would say was worth or outperformed their draft slot.
I would have to say that's correct.
So you've got to at least do that. You've got to do that.
And, of course, when you're drafting first every year, it's hard for guys to outperform that slot. But you'd expect to get a star there. And I guess it's not fair to say, okay, that Andrew Wiggins is probably – well, I think Anthony Davis too. Those are legitimate number one overall picks.
Well, Carl Anthony Towns looked like he's
going to be
pick.
Too. None of those guys that they've drafted are in that ballpark.
No.
Now, some of that's bad luck. Some of that's bad decision making. But
well, and listen, if Jahlil Okafor was doing what Kristaps Porzingis is doing right now, maybe we're not having this conversation.
Yeah, but
you know they the year that they took Embiid. Wiggins and Parker went 1-2, and sometimes it's just bad luck. They were the worst team. They didn't get the ping pong ball number one, so they didn't get the best player. But they took Embiid knowing that he wasn't going to be able to play next year.
Right.
And still hasn't played. You're talking about a guy who went number three overall who's yet to play in an NBA game.
Yeah, and I don't like that strategy ever because if he's already hurt, and you're basically going to sacrifice a year. How many of those guys come back? Blake Griffin did. But how many of those guys come back and become the player you thought they were going to be? Greg Oden, anyone?
Yeah.
I would say Blake Griffin's probably the only one. And if I'm not mistaken, that was a broken leg. That's a different animal. That heals a lot better than – you never know how a guy's going to come back from a screwed-up knee and if it isn't going to get screwed up again.
Especially a seven-footer.
If he's got knee or feet problems, I'm going to pass.
Yep.
Especially that young, because that's not something that gets better with age. Oh, well. R.I.P.
You can only – and this is the other thing that we're not taking into account. I mean, this was an embarrassing situation for ownership to trust him to go with this strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire strategy is based on – you guys need to be really patient, and you need to be able to be so thick-skinned that when your fans and sponsors and everybody else and the media are giving you grief about tanking, you've just got to be able to ignore it. You've got to be thick-skinned enough to just say, you know what, this is our process. We're going to let it happen. And it's very difficult. I mean, a fan base will only put up with that for so long, especially a fan base in a city like Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, your leash is pretty short. And the problem is, you know, this has been going on for 3 years right now, and you're not really seeing any improvement.
That's the real issue is – and you don't really see any hope for improvement.
Right.
It's not like you can look at this and say next year they're going to be markedly better.
Well, let's just say next year, start of the season, Joel Embiid's 100%. He can play. He's healthy. Nerlens Noel is 100% can play. He's healthy. Jahlil Okafor, 100%. He's healthy. He can play. Where do you play all those guys?
Well, what if you wind up drafting Ben Simmons?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
Here's another one, right?
How about this? How about invest in your backcourt a little bit?
Yeah.
How about?
Well, that's where you're going to have to trade one of those guys, but they're not going to have the value that they had when you drafted them. There's not a single one of those guys that you can tell me right now is going to bring the kind of return that they would have when you picked them. So their value's gone down. I think it's just kind of a mess. The talk football for a second.
Sure.
One of your favorite coaches might be on the hot seat this year.
Okay.
Bengals are reportedly getting very impatient with Marvin Lewis in the playoffs.
Oh, man, that's a tough situation because
it is. 0-7 playoff record.
Yeah, but the fact that they've been to the playoffs every year is, to me, is pretty impressive.
You know what this kind of strikes me of? Marty Schottenheimer. And he did win some playoff games, but he always got his teams to the playoffs and never could quite get over the hump. And obviously, he did win some. Lewis hasn't. But I do think there is something to be said for going into an environment like that with, let's be honest, a crap owner.
Yep.
And getting that team to the playoffs year after year. And some of it's just been bad luck. I think if Andy Dalton had stayed healthy the year he was having, if that had carried over into the playoffs, this team would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
But I guess if you wind up missing the playoffs this year, which is possible because I think the Steelers are going to be very good, and I think the Ravens are going to be back. So there's a chance they don't make the playoffs. I think if you miss the playoffs, you might make a change. But in 14 years, I mean, that's playoffs half the time in that division.
It's hard to
is
fire,
a good coaching job.
It's hard to fire a guy coming off a playoff season. I mean, not even a playoff win, just a playoff season, because it's so hard to get to the playoffs in the NFL, especially to consistently get to the playoffs in the NFL. I understand why Cincinnati fans may want to, but you got to be careful what you wish for, because the alternative is not always great. And let me tell you, there's not a ton of coaches who are great coaches who are like, oh, yeah, I'd love to go coach in Cincinnati for that ownership. That's exactly where I want to be. Be careful.
I
think Marvin Lewis is a good coach who just hasn't put together, you know, everything yet. But I think he absolutely can.
But if you look back before he went there, the Bengals were what the Browns are now. They were constantly changing everything. The owner was a mess, still is. And he kind of took the mantle. He became the – you don't hear people talking about the owner anymore because he's – Marvin Lewis has become that guy. And I think he does a lot more than just coach the team. And I get where they might be frustrated, but I'm not sure that I just don't know that that's going to do any good. Maybe since he can pull a Rockets and fire Marvin after they start 1-2.
Yeah.
They could do that. But is there
how'd that work out?
Hey, is there anything to say about the Rockets that we didn't say the other day after the win? It's like, oh, remember, maybe they've turned it around?
Oh, well, you remember everyone just assumed that the last five games were wins.
Yeah. So.
But that's Rocket fans. You guys are a bunch of suckers. You guys get fooled because James Harden scores a lot of points. You get tricked into thinking that it's a good team. It's not. Stop being tricked.
It's and you know, the same people are like, oh, what a disappointment.
No,
it's exactly what
– I mean, you lost to it. Well, first of all, great comeback to even make it a respectable final score.
Yeah, which –
because it looked like it was just going to be a blowout.
Yeah, again.
But this is a team that's the Mavericks are just as good as the Rockets. And you could say, well, look at the talent we've – it doesn't matter what talent you've got. We've seen enough of a sample size now that the Mavericks and Rockets are about the same team.
Yeah.
So you lost to a peer by 1 point. You lost to a team that is just as good as you by 1 point. It happens. There's no how it's shameful. I mean, that's what you are.
Yeah.
You're not better than the Mavericks. That's not a huge upset that the Mavericks beat you. The Mavericks are you. And last night, the Mavericks were better.
I think that's it's interesting to me because I keep saying, don't get too excited after these wins over teams that you shouldn't beat because you're going to lose one to somebody else. And this has been the pattern all year. And there it is again.
Well, as it stands now, 38 and 40. And by the way, I know everybody was counting on the Grizzlies falling out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, they won last night. So they're four games ahead of the Rockets. So with four games left. This is, again, not that it matters to me now if the Rockets make the playoffs or don't. They're not a factor. I could care less. I said before I'd actually prefer them have that one ping pong ball. Which, by the way, if they make the playoffs, they don't have a draft pick at all. If they don't make it, they'll at least have a ping pong ball, which is a shot in hell at a decent pick, because at least that ping pong ball is a shot in hell, whereas a seven-game series against the Warriors, there's no shot in hell. There's none. I don't care how closely you think you've played them this season. That's like last year when Rockets fans were like, that was the closest five-game series in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, it's the same people who were saying the Astros getting swept by the White Sox was the closest World Series sweep in history. Come on. Well, we'll see how it plays out. I think even making the playoffs right now is questionable, even
but you know
with that schedule.
You know what's pretty cool, though? And this isn't even Rocket-related. If it happened, if the season ended today, which it doesn't, obviously, there would be no teams with losing records to make the NBA playoffs in either conference.
I wonder when the last time that happened.
I don't know. It's been a long time, though. The fact that there are, and there's right now the Bulls who are at 500 would be out of the playoffs. So 39-39. Imagine that 500 is not good enough to get you in the playoffs.
In the East, yeah.
That used to be a home court advantage.
It used to be 4 seed.
I mean.
So.
Times are changing, man. The NBA is getting tougher.
Yeah, well. And our Rockets a game out right now. 2 games now behind the Mavericks. And 4 behind Portland. I think best case scenario at this stage is the 8 seed. I don't even know that they can get to 7 even with the schedule being what it is.
By the way, the Mavericks, who quietly are the hottest team in the NBA, winners of 5 straight now. I mean, yeah, I don't know if the Rockets get in. They're in legitimate trouble right now. But again, just like we said the other day, the schedule couldn't be much more friendly than it is down the stretch. They're now where they've got Phoenix, L.A., Minnesota, and Sacramento. You're talking about 4 of the 5 worst teams in the Western Conference.
Minnesota just went in and beat Golden State. I don't think any of these games you can look at and say, oh, they got this, because we've seen what they can do.
Yeah.
On a negative side. Anyway, tell the people about Dirt Free.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Dirt Free. Spring cleaning. It's spring cleaning time. And, you know, most carpet companies, you actually probably don't know this, most carpet companies will actually leave your carpets dirtier than they found them. Not Dirt Free. Other carpet cleaning companies leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that'll trap dirt and allergens. It can make your family sick. It can make your pet sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Give them a call. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years now. They're statewide. Sunday service is available, and they can literally clean any surface, upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, whatever it is, they can clean it up. Even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here in Las Vegas from the MGM Grand. And tell you what, going to be a fun fight Saturday night. Been a little light on guests so far, but we did have Bob Arum in the first hour. Worth checking out at podcastarena.com. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. HD show, Fred Davis and Henry Thomas tonight at 7 o'clock, right after us.
You know those dudes do a three-hour show?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that until last week. Those guys are doing 3 hours. It's like, wow, a whole actual real show.
Yeah, I like those guys. I really do. They gotten a chance to work with both of them on occasion, and very much worth checking out. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this is not something I thought I would ever utter, this phrase, Indonesian pop singer. And I don't know who sent me I apologize for not remembering who sent me this story, because it was tweeted to me earlier. I think it might have been Tracy, but I can't remember. Irma Bule was an Indonesian pop singer, and she apparently was performing with a cobra. Which,
oh, it's a bad start.
Yeah, you know how this is going to go. And apparently the cobra bit her. 45 minutes later, I don't know about you, but if I'm bitten by a cobra, I am right then and there going to the hospital. Well, first off, I'm not going to get bitten by a cobra because it's on stage with me. We are not going to do the blitz with a cobra.
No.
Not going to happen. But apparently, the accident happened in the middle of the second song when Irma stepped on the snake's tail.
Oh.
The snake then bit Irma on the thigh. All right, so let's just pretend for a second.
Is this thing not devenomized? Or
I don't know why you would bring a snake on the stage anyway.
Let's just say you decide, okay, I need a snake for my act. Don't you get it devenomized?
Yeah. Well, it says she didn't seem affected at first and actually refused an antidote from the snake handler.
Oh, God.
The 29-year-old was known to perform with snakes, and this time brought out a king cobra, which she thought was defanged.
Okay.
Rather than seek medical attention, she kept going. So she thought that this thing was defanged, so when she didn't feel bad, she just kept going. Then 45 minutes, she vomited, had seizures, and her body seized. She was taken to a hospital, but later died.
Oh, man. How big is she, I wonder? Like, is she Britney Spears' star? Or is she like a lower-level pop star?
I don't know. I don't know much about Indonesian pop.
Damn. Jung, can you put the feelers out to the Asian community and see how big she is in the Indonesian community?
I'm on it.
Thank you. Your people will know.
El Jefe says that was a story from the Granado and Unfiltered show, which I don't care. I don't listen because we're in Vegas.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry we missed their show today.
Yeah, sorry we didn't. You know, we did the same thing that they did. Come on, man. It's going to happen.
Did they talk about the Rockets losing too?
Probably.
Oh, crap.
I'm sorry that we found the story interesting enough to share with our listeners. Boss asked, missed the first hour. Was it the real Bob Arum or the other Bob Arum? I'm only listening to the podcast if it was the other one. No, it was the real Bob Arum.
It was the real Bob Arum. But John, what did Bob Arum say about homosexuals?
We all.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
That was
too much.
We
too
all
much
know many gay and lesbian people who are very, very productive in society.
That's right. In case you didn't know, that gay and lesbian people can be very productive in society, which is good to know.
Indeed it is. Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I love how people think that that's a big deal. Like, oh, you guys stole that from another show. That's pretty much your implication, El Jefe. Guess what? More people listen to this show, so if we want to do the story and put our own little spin on it, we're going to do it. But yeah, how would I know what they did? I mean, I was playing poker all morning.
Yeah,
no way I'm knowing. I like their show, but there's been a lot of stories that we do that I hear, I've heard on theirs the next day. Did they listen and steal it? No. We all use the same websites. Yeah. People are going to, everything that all of us do everywhere is going to get repetitive sometimes. It's just, I like to think we have a more fun take on them than most. That'd be my thought on it. Maybe we should ask the Philippine people. That's what I would do. We should get Bob Arum to ask the Philippine people. That was
sure we can.
My other favorite part of that. I really thought he was going to go full-on racist there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we tried. So, next hour, I've got a new dating site for you.
All right.
Filipino
people meet. Filipino gays meet.
Some of them are productive.
Productive gays meet.
What's the percentage of productive gay Filipinos?
I don't know.
Those are the questions we should have asked him.
We've wasted our opportunities.
We have. We're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.